The sexual assault trial involving comedian actor Bill Cosby is underway in Norristown, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Yesterday, the media converged on the county seat. Cosby was escorted into the courthouse. The judge laid out precise instructions to jurors to avoid news feeds on the trial, and sharp opening statements were fired off, all in a crowded courtroom. This morning, we turn to WHYY's Laura Benshoff to walk us through day one and what to possibly expect today. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Laura, this trial is expected to focus on events that allegedly occurred at Bill Cosby's Cheltenham home more than a dozen years ago involving Andrea Constant. Cosby is accused of giving her drugs and then sexually assaulting her when she was a Temple University employee. It's the only criminal case to emerge from dozens of sexual assault allegations lodged against Cosby. Yesterday, though, jurors heard from another woman. Fill us in.
So that other woman, she used to be called victim number six, but she is allowing her name to be used after her testimony, and her name is Kelly Johnson. So we should say Kelly Johnson never brought her story of or her allegations of being sexually assaulted by Bill Cosby to the authorities, but the judge has allowed her story to be included in this trial because the prosecution says that it's similar enough to the accusations of Andrea Constant that it can kind of bolster this idea that Bill Cosby had a pattern. He had a pattern, plan, common design, and scheme is what the legal language says. He knew that by giving Andrea Constant drugs to incapacitate her, she would not be able to consent. That's the kind of nutshell of the prosecution's case. And so Kelly Johnson got on the stand. She worked for a talent agency in the 1990s that managed Bill Cosby. She sort of walked us through a whole, you know, years of contact that she had with Cosby, both professionally, and then they sort of had a cordial, friendly relationship outside of her work. You know, he sent her a potted plant for her birthday, and he would ask after her grandmother and give her medical advice about her grandmother who needed knee surgery. So the reason she was brought to testify is that, you know, she claims that Cosby invited her to lunch at the Bel Air Hotel in 1996, and you know, she thought it was going to be a meeting to talk about her career, but when she got there, he was wearing nothing but a bathrobe and slippers, and he coerced her and pressured her into taking a quote-unquote large white pill that left her feeling like she was underwater, in her words, and then proceeded to have unwanted sexual contact with her. She said she couldn't speak, and she could not consent, and she could not run away, which she says she wanted to do. Now, she faced a pretty tough cross-examination yesterday. Defense attorneys challenged the factual points of her story and also challenged how she characterized her relationship with Bill Cosby, which I think we are going to see when Andrea Constant testifies as well.
Okay, are we done with Kelly Johnson? Is she finished?
She is done. Defense would also like to call her mother. They tried to do that at the end of the day yesterday, and the defense challenged it just as sort of a way to add a little bit more credibility to her claim, is to say, okay, she told her mother. Her mother's also going to swear under oath that she's telling the truth and corroborate Johnson's story. But we're not sure if that's going to happen today. And there's sort of now, we left yesterday as in terms of witnesses fighting over who would be the next witness to be heard.
Okay. Now, Cosby's legal team has argued the sexual contact Cosby and Andrea Constant had with one another years ago was consensual. Are they putting anything else into their case?
That's a really big part of it, simply because we know that there was sexual contact. You know, the kind of what happened that night is largely settled by the deposition testimony that Cosby gave and Constant's statements. But in addition to kind of going after Andrea Constant's credibility, what we saw in opening statements yesterday was the defense really pressing jurors to think about the importance of their role and the stakes that there are for what they called false accusations of sexual assault. So they're trying to frame this as such a high-stakes thing for this old man. Bill Cosby is 79 years old right now, and they definitely kept bringing that up as well.
Mm-hmm. Cosby's not going to testify. Constant will. When might we hear from Andrea Constant?
That's a great question, and at this point we're hearing a lot of rumors or people sort of trying to guess what the prosecutor's strategy is going to be, but we don't have a witness list. And like I said, we're still fighting about who the next witness will be, much less when the sort of big person who will testify, who the whole case turns on. When we will actually hear from her is kind of anyone's guess at this point.
All right, very good. WHYY's Laura Benchoff, we're going to have updates from the trial later today. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Jennifer.